Okay, we're going to start with matzah production and do that for a day or two. Matzah production can be divided into two categories. I guess we can call it regular matzah and matzah's mitzvah. For our purposes, matzah's mitzvah refers to matzah that will be used at the Seder to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of achilas matzah that applies on the first night of Pesach, midrabanan on the second night as well in chutz aretz at the Seder. But we're talking about the mitzvah of the originally part of the Korban Pesach, and now eaten independently. The Chassam Sofer writes that the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is very important today in the sense that it's really the only mitzvah Achila that we have d'oraisa. Any other thing that we're supposed to eat, including the maror, even at the Seder itself, is only d'rabbanan bizman hazeh. We don't have karbanos. So matzah is unique in that sense that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa and unique in that the mitzvah Achila category. Now, the Vilna Gaon happens to be of the opinion that any matzah that's eaten, every kazayis that a person has the entire 7-day period of Pesach constitutes an additional mitzvah, so much so, even though there's really no mitzvah to eat shal shudis on Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah to have two meals, one at night, one during the day, but shal shudis there isn't. A third meal, there is no requirement on Yom Tov, only on Shabbos, according to the prevailing opinions in the postgame. But nevertheless, the Vilna Gaon would establish a unique final meal on the last day of Pesach, at the time when we would normally have shal shudis, in order to express a chavivus of mitzvah, to show that he had one more opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach, and he did it, to chaperayin, to get one more chance, so to speak. On the flip side of things, right after that, he's also known, they've only gone to have always made havdalah on beer, right after Pesach was over, grain alcohol, which is of course chametz, and this was also an expression of his attitude towards the mitzvah, that he wanted to demonstrate that he was only eating matzah and refraining from chametz the entire week over the course of Pesach because he had to, because that was the Ratzon Hashem. So as soon as the opportunity presented itself to have chametz, he took it, and he must have gotten the beer from a local goy or something like that. But having the matzah at every opportunity down to the last meal, down to the wire, and also having beer at the first opportunity to have chametz was an expression of a chavivus ha-mitzvah of the Vilna Gaon. So in theory, according to the Vilna Gaon, if we wanted to categorize matzah's mitzvah over the course of Pesach, every kazayis is a mitzvah. But when we refer to matzah's mitzvah in this context, we're referring to the mitzvah chiyuvis, the required achila at the Seder, as opposed to matzah that a person eats the rest of the week. Now, what is a major difference between matzah's mitzvah and the matzah that we eat all week long, not at the Seder? So the difference is not in the realm of chametz, because it's obviously forbidden to have any matzah, any chametz the entire week, no matter what. Rather, the distinction between matzah's mitzvah and regular matzah lies in the halacha of shimur, shmiras hamatzah, which comes from the pasuk, ushmartem es hamatzos, which is more about how we perform the task of preparing the matzos beyond the actual concerns of chametz. And that is that the care that we exercise in ensuring that the matzah doesn't become chametz has to be done with a specific kavana. The kavana is that the purpose we're doing so is for the purpose of matzah's mitzvah. And so when one begins preparing the matzah, and throughout the process, if you've ever taken part of a matzah chabura and you helped bake matzahs, so one has to think, and ideally really even say, the poskim tell us, l'shem matzah's mitzvah. That has to be the kavana that a person enters the process with. And if you go to a matzah bakery, you'll see that the phrase is posted all over the walls in different stations where there are different workers doing different jobs in the process of producing the mitzvah, the matzah, so that everyone who's involved will have that on their mind the entire time. L'shem matzah's mitzvah. And in addition, usually the mashkiach of the production is going to be circulating around the different stations and screaming at everybody, l'shem matzah's mitzvah, so that the kavana is ever present. It's on everybody's mind throughout the entire time. Now, there's a discussion in the postgame as to whether the kavana that the matzah is being produced with is the matzah for the mitzvah of the Seder per se, or is it sufficient to have in mind that you're producing the matzah for any matzah that's going to be eaten over the course of Pesach? We paskin mikra din, it's all fine, but the minhag is to say those words, l'shem matzah's mitzvah, and that is an absolute requirement for the matzah that one eats at the Seder. Again, strictly speaking, a person does not have to have this kavana of shimur l'shem matzah, l'shem matzah's mitzvah, for matzah that they produce for the rest of the week, specifically for the Seder. That is the major distinction between matzah's mitzvah and regular matzah. Now, because of this requirement of kavana l'shem matzah's mitzvah, the Shulchan Aruch writes that a cheresh, a shota, a katan, a non-Jew, really are not supposed to be involved as one of the workers in the process of producing the matzah because their capacity to achieve that lishma is halachically invalid. There's a big discussion in the poskim, and going back to the sugyas in the Gemara, whether you can have a Godol Omed Al Gabav, a Yisrael Omed Al Gabav, that a kosher Jew will stand next to the person, next to the non-Jew who's rolling the dough or whatever it happens to be, and he's going to keep screaming out L'shem Matzah's Mitzvah, whatever the necessary kavan is. Will that work to create the requisite Lashma for the person who is doing the action or not? Mr. Brewer brings a post and will say that Mikra, then we can rely on that if we have no other Matzah, but really Jew needs to be involved physically in some way for the Lashma to be effective, and that is that's standard practice, to have Jews above the age of Bar Mitzvah involved and being Mechav and L'shem Matzah's Mitzvah. So this is what we call Shmura Matzah. Shmura Matzah, that term comes from Shmura. It is guarded, meaning it is produced with the intent of Shmira Mishum Chametz L'shem Matzah's Mitzvah. Mishum Bur brings that Yisrael Kedoshim Haim. We have a special practice to be extra Machmer and only use Shmura Matzah the entire week of Pesach. According to the Rambam, that's a real requirement. The Vilna Gaon was adamant about doing that the entire week. But strictly speaking, it's not required. It's only for Matzah's Mitzvah. But, as Mishnah Berurah says, the result of the minhag is that any matzah you buy in the store, in a box, is really going to be Shmura Matzah as well. So then what's the difference between the box that says Shmura Matzah and the box that doesn't say Shmura Matzah? It's all kosher for Pesach. We know there's no chametz inside. So if the Mishnah Berurah says that we have in mind L'shem Matzah's Mitzvah for all of our matzah, what is the difference between Shmura Matzah and not Shmura Matzah? So the answer is that the difference is that the Kavanah of L'shem Matzah's Mitzvah is applied for Shmura Matzah going back to the Kitzira, from the moment that they begin to harvest the wheat that's ultimately going to be ground up into matzah that'll end up in the Shmura Matzah boxes. Shmura Mishas Kitzira means that from the time they are harvesting the wheat, they're already having in mind L'shem Matzah's Mitzvah. And before the days of combines and tractors and machines that would harvest the wheat for them, everyone who was harvesting had to be a Jew, had to be above the age of Bar Mitzvah. We'll talk maybe next time about how machines play into the system of matzah production Bizman Hazeh. And there's some even Bizman Hazeh who they do the Ktzira, at least partially, biyad, with the intent, L'shem Matzah's Mitzvah. We'll talk about that again next time, Mr. Shem. But that is unlike the regular matzah that you buy in the box that doesn't say Shmura Matzah on it. There, the intent of Lishma is only applied from the time of Elisha, when you begin kneading the dough. Essentially, as the Mishnah Berurah writes, that means from the time water is added to the flour, in order to combine the two to produce the dough that you're going to make the matzah from. Just as we find in Hilchos Shabbos, in Siman Shin Chav Dalet, where Makban on Shabbos, under the Malach of Elisha, not even to add liquid to a substance such as flour, because that's the initial stage of the Gibel process, the Malach of kneading, which we have in the Mishkan. So likewise over here, from the time water is added to the flour, that is where all matzah, according to our minhag, all matzah begins to have the lishma requirement, but the shmura matzah that we eat at the Seder, the shmira already begins, l'shem matzah's mitzvah, from the time of the ksira. Shulchan Aruch mentions that the Rosh himself, the great Rosh himself, would get involved in the matzah baking, not only to oversee it, but also to reinforce the workers by being mezaris them and participating in the shaping of the matzah dough before we go into the oven. Mishnah Berurah says that this is part of the general concept of mitzvah bo yosar mipishlucho, that a person should always try to participate in the performance of a mitzvah, even if he could send the shliach to do it. Even if he could send someone to do it on his behalf, a person is supposed to be personally involved. There's lots of examples of this. One of the prime examples that we find in the Gemara, in the beginning of the second parak of Kedushin, is to be Makadish a woman. Rather than sending a shliach, you should do it yourself, even though it works, ayde shliach. Preparing for Shabbos, the Gemara gives lots of examples of the Amoraim who would roll up their sleeves and cut the fish and do all kinds of things and schwitz a little bit in order to be personally involved, despite the fact that it may appear to be like a downgrade of their kavod, but to be personally involved in producing the Shabbos food and the Shabbos Suda and so forth. This is another example of Mitzvah Yosem Shlucho, and therefore the Mechaber recommends that everyone should have some part in producing matzah in preparation for Pesach. It's a chiddush because at first glance, we would not have imagined that there's a mitzvah in producing the matzah. In eating the matzah, there's a mitzvah, but in producing the matzah, that's a chiddush. that's a little bit different than the Maisa Kedushin or preparing for Shabbos, where the Etzem preparation is a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. Finally, number 10, Mishnah Berurah also adds, based on Kabbalistic sources and the Arizal, that there is a specific Kabbalah in being involved personally in matzah baking, sweating and schwitzing in the process, in a hot bakery, because the schwitzing that a person does over matzah baking and matzah production is a tikkun gadol for the very serious aver of hashchazas zer levatala, specifically through schwitzing over matzah baking. And Kav Chaim mentions, as an aside, you should make sure you have a paper towel to so that you don't sweat into the matzah, but schwitzing in personal involvement in the mitzvah of producing the matzah is a very special thing based on this line of the Arizal.